All right, joining us on the line now is Dennis Hicks, who is Director of Student Engagement at North Shore Community College. Morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Rick.
Tell me a little bit about, first time we talk with someone, we like to get a little bit of background as to how that person got to where he is. So maybe a little bit about your background, your education, and how you got to be at North Shore.
Sure. So I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, went to college in West Virginia at Marshall University, got my undergrad and graduate degrees from Marshall, and have worked at various universities across the nation, and ended up at North Shore about a year ago after having worked at George Mason University for 8 years. At North Shore Community College, I'm the Director of Student Engagement. My office oversees new student orientation. We have clubs and organizations for students, as well as recreation.
Okay. How'd you get from down south to beautiful downtown Beverly?
I was doing a national search. I wanted to move up in my position, in my career. I was an associate director at George Mason, and then I saw this opportunity at North Shore as a director, and went for it.
Beautiful. Now, I noticed I said downtown Beverly because that's how far back I go, but now what campus are you at? Which one?
I actually work on both campuses. I'm at the Danvers and Lynn campus.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, well, it's interesting. We're going to be talking with Heather Atwood, who's in Detroit right now. So did you go to high school in Detroit?
No, I went to high school in Dearborn Heights.
Okay, all right. And I have a friend who's from over there as well. Okay, so tell me, it's Connections. The name of our show on Thursdays is called Connections. So here we go. I didn't know anything about that. So, well, now you work at North Shore. North Shore Community College, before we get to the program that that we want to talk about, what exactly is your role at North Shore? You mentioned some of the programs that are involved, but tell me a little bit about these programs and how students are involved. Because I know North Shore, for me, serves a couple of purposes. It serves as a bridge between high school and a four-year college, but it also serves as that associate's degree and for professionals, for getting kids ready to get right out there in the workforce. So, how are you involved in that?
So my area is tied to the co-curricular programming, or some folks say extracurricular.
Mm-hmm.
But we work to put together programs that students will actually benefit from as well, outside of the classroom experience. That kind of ties it all together and builds their skills and prepares them for life outside of college, or if they transfer, prepares them for that next step when they transfer to a four-year institution.
Mm-hmm.
My area, we oversee new student orientation as well as clubs and organizations, and it gives students an opportunity to kind of get connected to what's going on at the college. We try to also connect them with areas in the community and really, give them a focus of developing themselves and their skills.
Mm-hmm. Give me an example, if you would, Dennis, because I'm a little, I know what you're talking about in general, but can you give me an example of maybe a student who has been involved in just, say, one of your programs, outside of the classroom, something that he or she has learned or been involved with?
Sure. One of the things that we've done recently would be our student government.
Mm-hmm.
Our students are associated with student government have an opportunity to connect with not only, people on our campus, our professional staff, but they also connect with people in the community. So, sometimes there's ties to our board of directors who happen to be, who happen to work out in the community. Sometimes it's working with our state representatives or mm-hmm. representing the college on different meetings and participating with people outside of our area. So a lot of that, when those kind of things happen, those aren't experiences that those students generally get.
Right.
When they are just going to class. Those are experiences that they would only have if they've gotten involved.
Beautiful.
So another one would be our Spark magazine. Spark magazine is a magazine that's given out to the community, given out to anyone who comes to our campus. but it features all of our students' work. So it could be student artwork, student writing. And so these are experiences that they're having in their classroom, but now they're getting published and shared with the community.
It sounds almost like an internship program, too, in a way. Is this stuff that will help on a student's resume if he's going out into the workforce or going on to a four-year college?
Definitely. We encourage our students to, that's one of the main reasons that we encourage our students to get involved, is that when they're participating in those types of things, it translates very easily to their resume.
Mm-hmm.
To say that they had leadership skills or that they were the treasurer of their club, they're managing money. So, we always want to make sure that they are getting an experience that they can go back out and say, well, I managed the resources or the money for our organization for the 2 years that I was at North Shore. And whatever the nomination could be, it could be something that really helps them get an edge, into their first career.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. I'm sorry for interrupting, but it sounds like this is great for the younger students, but I'm thinking this could also benefit some of your older students who come in and maybe they're looking for a career change, or maybe they've not been able to go to college before, but now they're able to. So it sounds like this can benefit them as well.
It sure does, because they can now try something different. If you never had the opportunity to do some of these things, whether you are in high school and you're coming to us fresh from high school, or you've been out of school for a while, you may have wanted to try something new, and this is the perfect area for you to try it. To get a feel for it, to experiment a little bit, to see what really speaks to you.
I never knew there was so much going on. This is so cool. Now we got a we got a press release concerning this new program. It's called the NSCC and YMCA of Metro North Partner for Student/Staff Healthy Living. And according to Dr. Gentile, the NSCC president, she says this is an exciting new partnership that will offer students and staff access to healthy living options. So tell me a little bit about this new program that you're involved in.
We are partnered with the YMCA of Metro North to offer, and it's being offered to students as a way for them to get more connected to the community, and offering them, all the fitness classes that come along with that, the opportunity to connect with folks just within their own communities, because now they can go to Peabody, they can go to Lynn or, the various other locations in the area and really connect with others, through those mm-hmm. through this program. With the students, it's really exciting for them because it presents a really affordable way for them to, stay healthy, to get connected with other folks, and hopefully get them new opportunities that they didn't know existed.
It sounds like it's a great program for people. North Shore is a commuter school, and so when students don't have time to avail themselves of facilities on campus, and as you mentioned, they're in Peabody or Beverly or Lynn or wherever, everybody has a YMCA there. So to make this affordable, it makes it really easy for the commuter, I would think.
Yeah, it's really, really a great program because, as one of our campuses offers activities in a gym, and that's our Lynn campus. Our Danvers campus, we don't really have facilities for recreation.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to connect with the YMCA has allowed us the opportunity to get the fitness and the recreation aspect out to our students a little bit more.
Sounds perfect. Now, look, you got people. I know that the classes are getting underway for fall right now, but there are always people. I don't know. Kids call it a gap year. There are adults who are thinking, maybe I'd like to try something different. And then you've got your high school seniors just going into school now, and they're beginning to look. And I know personally, I know several instructors over the years at North Shore, and I think it's an absolute gem here in the area. It's a fantastic place. But what's your advice now for people thinking about where they'll be going either in January or next September?
My advice is to, do your research and see what you're interested in. And even if you're not sure about what it is that you're interested in, walk through our doors and talk to someone just to get a feel for what you could do, just different avenues. When I speak to students all the time, I say, if you don't know what you want to do, you can just get started. You can make the first steps, because there's always the gen ed courses that you can take that will get your, you know, get you moving in the right direction. And there's also career exploration that you can do on both campuses that will help you determine what you might want to go into.
Sounds like you're involved in quite a bit of counseling as well in your position.
Yes. Everyone, you know, talks to students, and we make sure that they are aware of all the opportunities of, you know, that's around them, all the different resources. We are, you know, we work very closely together. Everyone on our campuses, you know, work very closely together so we can help all the students, you know, be successful.
How do you see this, Dennis? Just my final question, I guess. But, you know, having gone to big universities yourself, and, you know, that we have so many big universities in the area and colleges, how do you see North Shore when you talk to kids? Because I'm a former math teacher. I taught for 40 years. And I know my thing was when I would talk to kids, if they weren't really enamored of going to a big school and they weren't quite sure what they're doing, man, North Shore, North Shore has everything you need. So how do you look at a community college versus first year in a big school?
I say with the community college, you really get that closeness here. You're not at a larger school. You generally kind of find your own pockets of communities, and here is just one larger community. So generally, we know a lot of the students' faces.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of the same students walking through the halls. You build better and stronger connections with those students. Just in the students that work in our office, just to learn about their life experiences. And what they, you know, what they come in here with, and what we try to teach them, you know, is just, you know, it's amazing to me, like, just to be a part of that.
I agree.
And if a student comes, and they're like kind of a little bit nervous about what to expect, just know that at North Shore, our community is so close, and it's really about how you want to, you know, immerse yourself into our community.
Yeah, and
you can find very strong connections here that will, you know, help you be successful.
And I would add to that, and knowing so many instructors over there in both campuses, I would add that there is also that personal touch actually in the academic classroom as well. These people get to know the students.
Exactly.
All right, Dennis, anything else you want to mention?
Just know that, you know, North Shore is a great school. We want to make sure that we are connected to the community. If anyone has community activities that are going on and they want to share it with us, feel free to reach out to me. And we're always happy to, you know, to do some connections with folks in our, you know, both communities, our Danvers community and our Lynn community, and help our students be immersed in that.
All right. And I would ask you the same thing of MSO News Sports. Anytime you guys have something you'd like to publicize, just send us along a press release or an email, and we'll be happy to follow up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ray.
All right, Dennis. Thank you. Good luck. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Dennis Hicks, who is the Director of Student Engagement at North Shore Community College, in reference to the new North Shore Community College and YMCA of Metro North partner for student, staff, and healthy living. For student, staff, healthy living, but obviously a lot more on the docket as well. So again, the best way to get a hold of the Director of Student Engagement, you can email dhicks@northshore.edu. This is msonewsports.com.